Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a cloudy, cool day here at the State Fair, 66 officially. The crowds are huge, and each and every year the DNR is good enough to send some folks over to visit with us, and Conservation Officer Dustin Romling's joining us from the Worthington area, and you are one of the newest canine handlers for the DNR, and who's your partner?
So my canine partner is canine Cora. She is the only female canine that we have in our division. We have 8 canine units, and she's the only female.
And how long have you worked with canines? I understand before you joined the DNR, you worked in other areas of law enforcement, but you have worked with a canine partner.
Yeah, so this is my first canine partner with the DNR. This is my 3rd canine partner total. Prior to joining the Minnesota DNR, I was I handled 2 dual-purpose canines for other law enforcement agencies, 1 German Shepherd and 1 Belgian Malinois.
Yeah, and she's a black lab, and how old is she?
So she's just roughly about a year and a half old. We went through our initial training, started at the end of February, ended at the end of May. And, yeah, ever since then we've been working the road and trying to get as much action as we can.
Yeah, and how does she help? Is it once again, in your job as a conservation officer and law enforcement, I mean, is it, detecting illegal game, et cetera?
Yeah, so these dogs, they're trained in a lot of different areas. So what she's trained in, kind of her big thing that we're going to deal with is finding missing people, missing hunters, suspects that ran away from us or other law enforcement agencies. With the labs in our unit, it's very unique because we have GPS collars that we can attach to them, and we can send these dogs out on their own without a leash, without me. I can send her into a big forested area, and she can just work it all by herself. And I just watch on the GPS, look at where she's gone, follow her path, and then wait for her to bark. And that's really unique because most law enforcement canines, they have to be worked on lead because of, the fear of the apprehension on the back end.
So once again, this is more or less her job is to help locate human beings that maybe got lost when they're in a park or out in the field, et cetera. So it really doesn't have a lot to do with, game and fish law enforcement.
So, and that's just the one piece of it. So
sure.
We do a lot with game and fish as well. So another big thing that we are going to be dealing with, especially coming up this hunting season, is she's trained to locate firearms and shell casings. So if we have, if we assist a law enforcement agency that, looking for a firearm that was thrown from the vehicle. For us, looking for shell casings that somebody shot from the side of the road, looking for a lost gun. She's also trained in article searches, so anything with human odor on it she can find. So if somebody's out hunting and they lose something, or if there's an agency that is looking for evidence, we can find that. But then on the game and fish side, she is one of the 5 dogs in our unit trained to detect zebra mussels. So we'll sit at boat accesses and check on boats and trailers and make sure that nobody's bringing zebra mussels in or out of these lakes.
Man, the law is pretty specific on that. You got to make sure your live wells, your boats are clean because we don't want that moving around for sure.
Very much so. Yeah, and the last piece of it is she's trained to detect our common game animals that are hunted. So she can smell out pheasants, grouse, waterfowl, turkey and venison. So.
Yeah, and the relationship with your canine partner, I mean, I would assume she's with you at home and the whole, I mean, 100% of the time you're with this dog.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I spend, you know, basically all day and all night with her. Like, I spend probably more time with her than I do with my wife and kids just because she comes with me every shift and she's home with me every time I'm home. So
yeah, and what is the typical service life? This is the third in your career, first with the DNR, you know, 5 years, 6 years, and I suppose there's ongoing training as well.
Correct, yep. Yeah, so there's ongoing training. As far as, like, the lifespan of the dog, it's really dependent on the dog's health.
Sure.
We try to get them, you know, to about that age 9 or 10 range. You know, sometimes you retire earlier based on health issues or performance issues, and sometimes you can push it further. It's dependent on the dog.
Yeah, and I would assume the ongoing training is pretty interesting, that you have to keep reintroducing the certain scents, whether it's fish or game or other things that you're looking for.
Yeah, for sure. We do a lot of monthly training. So outside of the initial training, which was 12 weeks, we probably average 30 to 40 hours of training per month additional outside of that. So.
Yeah, and does the training, do you need to come to the cities, or is this the ongoing training, or is it, you know, out in the Worthington area where you're based?
Yeah, so some of it is out in the Worthington area on my, you know, regular work shifts.
Sure.
And then once per month, we have our entire canine unit get together at random areas throughout the state. Usually it's in the Camp Ripley Brainerd area, but
okay,
it's subject to go all over, and then we all train as a unit for 2.5 to 3 days.
And then I suppose you got duty here at the fair, and I bet you and your partner are very popular over at the DNR booth.
For sure, yeah. She's pretty popular. I don't know about me, but she's definitely pretty popular.
Right.
But yeah, we had two demos today. We are going to do two demos tomorrow, 11 and 1 o'clock. And then this next weekend, it's going to be Sunday and Monday. We're doing two demos each day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And once again, DNR Conservation Officer Dustin Romling joining us, and with canine partner Cora, who's out at the fair. What's part of the demo if people come out to the fair? Maybe they can't get out here today, but tomorrow, what would they see? What would Cora do?
So we kind of just go over the canine unit. We first of all explain,
sure,
what the canine unit, you know, what it's all made up of, introduce all the handlers and the dogs. And then we kind of break it down and we kind of teach people how our dogs are taught. We kind of show them progressions. We show them obedience. We show them how we teach the dogs with how to smell odors to begin with. And then we bring out different boxes to show them. We do an article search. Cora, that's her thing that she does by herself. We grab a member from the audience, and we take their car keys and chuck it in the grass and have her find the car keys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we do a variety of things. We get the kids involved as much as we can. We make them, trainers for the day, and they love that. So.
Yeah, and I suppose at home when the workday is done, does she just kind of relax like a member of the family? And
Yeah, she chills out a lot when she's on her days off, gets her sleep caught up.
That's yeah, awesome. I can imagine, though, the state fair is a lot of stimulus. There's a lot of smells on the ground. I mean, just what we're surrounded. I'm sure she'd love to have cookies. And then beyond that, you know, we had the vet on earlier, Dr. Gene Gaske, and, you know, maintaining proper weight and keeping her in good shape. And I'm sure when you guys are out in the field, she burns a lot of calories, and you got to manage that.
For sure, yeah. I mean, their diet or their amount of food per day, you know, it's adjusted based on their activity at times. You know, so definitely during our early training, when we were training every day, multiple days a week, you were burning through calories quick, so you increased their food intake. And
yeah, and you probably got that with you, and you probably got plenty of water for her as well. It's been a hot, humid summer for sure.
It has been a hot, humid summer. But, yeah, we take good care of them, and, you know, all of our canine squads are equipped with heat alarms, so we constantly measure the temperature in our vehicles. We have alerts that are sent to our cell phones, so they're pretty well protected in this heat.
How many units are there scattered around the state? Once again, you're down in the southwest, the yep. Worthington area. How many all over the state?
So we have eight dogs in the canine unit currently, kind of, you know, strategically placed throughout the state. You know, we got two kind of in the southwest, one by Rochester, one by Detroit Lakes, kind of two in the metro area, two harbors, Deer River. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, and then about you in the DNR, you were working for other law enforcement agencies. Did you always want to be a CO in the DNR?
Yeah, I grew up hunting and fishing with my dad. Yeah. That's all we did, and riding four-wheelers. So it was always a passion of mine, and, you know, kind of always thought about that. Went the traditional route, was a city cop and a deputy sheriff for 14 years, and then decided to make the switch.
Yeah, and then what about canine? Is that another interest you had when you got into law enforcement?
Yeah. I grew up, my dad raised German Shorthairs, so I grew up with hunting dogs and just always loved them, and had the opportunity when I was a young deputy to take a dog on, and I took that opportunity pretty quick.
Well, it is good to meet you. Good to meet Cora. And once again, thanks for stopping by. I know it's a busy, busy time for you at the fair.
You bet. No, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
And there he is. Once again, nice round of applause for our guest here at the fair. And once again, that is Conservation Officer Dustin Romling and his partner, Cora, here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.